Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Election Day is less than a month away in Chicago, on February 28th. Do you know who you're voting for mayor yet? I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. 9 men and women are running for mayor. It's not a small field, but we've got you covered. WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times have just published a mayoral questionnaire and a quiz that can help you make your decision. Here to tell us more is Angela Rosa O'Toole. She's the senior editor of politics and government here at WBEZ. Also with us is WBEZ politics and government editor Tony Arnold. Angela, I'll start with you. Explain what folks will find when they head over to WBEZ.org today.
Yeah, you'll see the publishing of our huge questionnaire. We're pretty excited about it. The purpose of the questionnaire was really to take the issues that are important to Chicagoans and be very specific and put those right to the candidates and see where they stand on policies. So you can go and see all the questions. They're on a range of topics from crime, education, housing, all kinds of very specific questions, if you will.
Yes.
Because we're pushing sort of the idea that you need to understand what the policies are that where these crowded field of 9 candidates, we talk about this a lot, to understand where they stand on policies beyond the commercials, beyond the backbiting, beyond the forums that you probably can't listen to, attend. And so you can go and you can see where they stand on the issues. And then there's a flip. You get to take the quiz. You can take the quiz, all 23 questions, see where you stand. We've got some great folks here at BEZ and the Sun-Times together worked with us to put this together. And you can see where you align and have a better understanding of for whom you should vote when it comes to February 28th.
Right. And to your point on how specific it is, I mean, I was clicking through the quiz myself this morning, Angela, and I'm seeing a question here. My next question, because I still have it waiting for me, would you want the mayor to set aside funds in the city's budget to continue guaranteed income programs? Very specific. My choices are yes, no, or no answer. Tony, folks can use the tool to find out where the candidates stand on all of these issues, of course. What issue stood out to you as the most important to voters here in this city?
Yeah, as Angela said, what we try to do is ask some of the most fundamental questions that the mayor is responsible for, not, topics that are weighing in nationally, but just for the city. And so, as Angela mentioned, crime is at the top of the list here, and there are several questions under that umbrella of crime. Same thing with schools and education, same thing with housing, same thing with city finances.
Right.
And so what we try to do is get as specific as possible to get the yes or no and then give the candidates a little bit of time, if they wanted to take it, a little bit of space to fill out, explain their rationale so that you can understand where they're coming from. Because sometimes candidates might say, answer the same thing, yes, on a policy, but then come at it from completely different perspectives that you as the voter might just kind of identify more with one side than the other about why that is.
Yeah. I mean, and we have 9 mayoral candidates, as I mentioned a moment ago. So how did you all compile their thoughts on those issues?
Well, we went through around the newsroom to reporters who cover not just the city, but also cover schools around the Sun-Times and BEZ newsrooms, also crime, and asked them and what are the kind of the biggest issues that you see in what you cover every day over coming up over the next 4 years that this next mayor is going to have to address? And it was a little bit different for every topic. And we got from there some very specific things so that we can also, A, educate people, and B, hold these candidates, whoever becomes mayor next, accountable over the next 4 years to their answer.
I'm going to jump in here, too. We also worked with the Chicago Sun-Times, political editors, and they reached out to their folks. So this is truly a collaboration between the two newsrooms.
Right.
There was a lot of bouncing back with the questions, back and forth, and making sure we reflect all the sort of the important issues as the reporters from both newsrooms considered them.
So, I mean, they're the ones having these conversations every day. This is their daily job. So they would, of course, be the experts to sort of tap into. So, Angela, Tony mentioned crime a few times there. Definitely top of mind for many voters. Where do mayoral candidates stand on how to use money to reduce shootings and carjackings?
Yeah, so the question we posed is one that's really a lot of people are talking about. Do you propose reallocating resources from just straight up police department and put them on root causes? And we talk about that as like jobs, poverty issues, schooling, everything, like programs that might help people at the root. And so it's come up a lot from the campaigns, and we wanted to sort of make that clear. It's interesting that, you know, there's activist Jamal Green and State Representative Kent Buckner are two who said yes. They just straight up said we would reallocate it, we'd move it. The rest of the field not committing to that, and that's reflective of the reporting that we have seen as well. Mm. It's not necessarily that they don't want to address these root causes. Several of them have said you can read their answers on this quiz, but they're talking about it's not an either-or proposal, or they're talking about streamlining police department budgets, like former CPS CEO Paul Vallis said, I'd just, you know, find some savings and whatnot and put that money toward root causes. And then you have like Mayor Lori Lightfoot saying it's not an either-or proposal. That it's not a yes or a no.
Yeah. It's a little more complicated.
It's a little more complicated than that. And you'll see in the questions that Mayor Lightfoot did not answer yes or no for many questions. She is only beaten by Congressman Chuy Garcia and the number of questions that she did not specifically answer yes or no.
Interesting.
Gave an other. We're going to see how that works out for folks, because if you take this quiz, you also have to answer other in order to be identified with those people. So
I see.
Yeah. So just caution out there if you're taking the quiz.
That's a good point. Tony, we've talked about property taxes as well here on Reset quite a bit lately. What are we hearing from the different campaigns about plans to address property taxes?
Property taxes is one of those sensitive topics for any elected official, particularly in Chicago. Right? Nobody wants to be on the record for voting for tax increases. And so what happened under Mayor Lightfoot was that the city tied the rate of property taxes to the rate of inflation. And so that sensitive vote doesn't have to come up every time. Now it's just kind of automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we asked the candidates for mayor, would you keep that policy? Would you keep property taxes in the city tied to inflation, or would you reverse it? And we found six candidates said that they want to reverse that, get rid of it. Lightfoot and Alderman Sawyer want to keep the policy as it is. And then Congressman Garcia is, again, did not say yes or no, but he said that in his written response that he would keep it for now, but it's not his ideal way of doing it, essentially. I'm boiling that down, oversimplifying it. But and then you had somebody like Paul Vallis who said, you know, I think voters should pose the question to voters to vote on whether the property taxes should increase.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to click through and see their little explanation. We limited how long they could go on. They're not rambling on and on and on. There's not a lot to read mm-hmm. for their explanations. But you can see their justification for why that is. And you know, this is, again, a question about kind of like the root. One of the main financial issues facing the city of Chicago that we could see going in any number of ways over the next 4 years. And so that's why we asked that one.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Election Day in Chicago is less than a month away. So today, WBEZ and the Sun-Times launched some tools to help voters research the mayoral candidates and come to a decision on who they would like to run City Hall. You can find those elections at elections.suntimes.com/questionnaire. Also, elections.suntimes.com/quiz. We're talking with two WBEZ editors, Angela Rosa O'Toole and Tony Arnold. So, Angela, next week, WBEZ, as we know, is hosting two mayoral forums hosted by Moa. So those are going to be live during the first hour of Reset. They're on February 8th and 9th. That's the Wednesday and the Thursday of that week. So I'm curious what questions you think the mayoral candidates still need to answer at this point. I mean, that's not no more other, right, as you just said.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, I think one of the things that we didn't address in this questionnaire, we wrote it in early December. You have to do it really early to get it to the candidates and get them to answer and put it all together. And I think, you know, we have this great People's Agenda, which you had Alex Keefe, our engagement editor, on last week. We are asking people to send questions. And the People's Agenda showed us the information we're getting so far from the People's Agenda is that transportation is a really huge issue. And we didn't quite get that into our 23 questions. If we had to do it all over again, I would get some of those in
there. That's your one regret.
But, you know, we have a lot of reporting out there, some great stuff from Cassie Burke, our freelance editor. We have this huge survey about CTA. But that is one question I definitely think it's not in our questionnaire, and it is in our people's agenda. And I do think we need to get that to how are you going to deal with the CTA, the problems that we've seen? Mm-hmm. How are you going to fix that? I will add a little plug in here because I love collaboration. You know, if you look at our questionnaire, you will see some of the reflections of what the 1,700 plus people have said they want. We went and added that into our questionnaire to show how, you know, the questions that the community have are reflected in this questionnaire and give you some sense of the things that people really want. And we plan to keep adding to that and get some of those questions from the people's agenda right to the candidates. But I definitely think transportation is probably one of the big
ones. Taking my notes. I will ask those questions,
those
hard-hitting public transit questions. So we've been talking a lot, Tony, about the mayoral race, and I'm sure that we could go on for the rest of the hour talking about that race. So much going on there. But remind us what other seats and what other issues we'll have on that February ballot.
Sure. For Chicago voters, you're going to see also treasurer and clerk, but those are unopposed. And then for each ward, every alderman in the city is up. So in each of the 50 wards, you have an individual race there. And then there's this new position that's actually on the ballot this time for police district council. This is a new position that is meant to essentially serve as an elected bridge between the police and the community. Mm-hmm. And so that's something else it's a new issue. It's a new position. It's a new race. It's never been on the ballot before. And that's something else that voters will get to weigh in on.
Yeah. Any other resources that we can access on your election hub?
Yeah. The hub is your one-stop shop. You can come here. You can see, you can register to vote. We have some links to that.
Oh, great.
Some stuff that's coming is we're going to have a complete sort of breakdown of all the candidates for district council, all the candidates for wards. That's with the help, again, from the Chicago Sun-Times, who put some major lifting into posing questions to every aldermanic candidate out there. So that's coming as well on the hub. And then you can also see some of our issue stories. We've done a lot at BZ here on focusing on the issues. Mm-hmm. So we've been rolling out a series of stories focused first on crime, then on the economy. We have another one coming this week on education. So you can come back to the Election Hub to see those stories highlighted there as well.
What else are you watching just in advance of February 28th? Just quick answers from you both. You first, Tony.
This race is, I think, the race for mayor is really tightening up. And so it's getting more competitive. You're seeing the money being spent now, especially in TV ads. And so I'm looking just to see, frankly, how nasty this gets. You're starting to see that already, and the candidates starting to get their elbows sharpened even more. And it's, you know, it's a tight, compact race. It's a very short race compared to what a lot of elections are these days.
Yeah.
And so I think here in the final month, you're going to see those sharp elbows get a little bit sharper.
Angela?
Aldermanic races. We've not really touched on it, but we're really interested in several. It's important for every ward, but we did a profile of the 14th ward, former Alderman Ed Burke, or will be former. That race is now between two other people, and that could be a really interesting race. There's a few other wards that are really interesting, I think, to be watching, and we plan on doing more reporting on that.
And before I let you go, remind us of the deadlines to register to vote and also request that mail-in ballot for the election.
You can register to vote up until on election day, so that's going on. If you want to vote by mail, you got to get your application in before the 23rd of February, and then you can vote early now. You have to go downtown to do it. And in 2 weeks, each ward will open its own early voting location.
That was Tony Arnold and Angela Rosa O'Toole, two WBEZ politics and government editors. Thank you both.
Thanks, Sasha.
This episode of Reset was produced by Sarah Stark, and it was edited by Ethan Schwab. To hear from every mayoral candidate from our upcoming forum, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'll be dropping those forums on our feed next week so that you can get the information you need to vote this February. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you this afternoon.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.